Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Yeah, I would like to see, because some did improve that I wanted to see. Like, if you asked me after game one, I was in the penalties and the tackling and those things got better. I just want to make sure that, one, our ability to eliminate explosive plays and to generate them. That's a big piece for us, Candy.
Dan Quinn addressing the media. Grant and Danny on The Fan. Thanks much for making the show part of your day. Means a lot that you would hang with us between Nats games today. We're with you until 6:15 in Nats pregame on The Fan. So there's a lot of consternation and plenty of talk about Jaden Daniels, and for good reason. He's the franchise, and he is the belle of the ball around these parts. But there's also a lot of other questions, right? They're moving on without Austin Ekeler. They are playing without Dietrich Wise. Both of those guys are done for the year. We don't know about the status of John Bates, but you normally, you know, you pull a groin seriously enough that you're ruled out immediately. A lot of times that can be a multi-week thing, so we have to wait and see with their best blocking tight end and essentially a third tackle. When you're getting ready to deal with another great defensive end, when you've got your right tackle struggling enough that Jay Gruden on our show yesterday said that he would, at least for the moment, give a reset to and sit Josh Connerly to get Andrew Wiley out there because it was so rough against Micah Parsons and has been so disappointing the first couple of weeks for him. And then there are other injuries that we're trying to still figure out and see with Noah Brown at wide receiver. Is he going to be available or not? Does that mean a lot more Chris Moore? There's no doubt about it, Danny. After last year where they were mostly very healthy, you had some things everyone played through, like Jaden Daniels with the rib.
Sure.
But if you think about it, there was one severe long-term injury, and it was John Allen with the pec. But otherwise, they had this amazing injury season, and we kept coming back to this with their age. That is not replicable. That's not something that is guaranteed to carry over. And it's only week three, and you're going into this home matchup as a favorite that you got to win, but you're doing it very beleaguered by your health.
Already, yeah. It's certainly there are other injuries that cause guys to miss some time, but not like that, oh my God, season-ending type situation like you mentioned with Allen. I mean, Ekeler missed several games here and there.
Noah Brown missed the major several-week injuries.
I know exactly what you meant, and I think that's an important point. The normal rate of injuries or the slate of injuries happens in football. Every team experiences that. That's not because you're old or young or whatever, but still the point was they were unsustainably good and fortunate in that regard last year, and regression is uncaring and mean and cruel. So, yeah, I mean, in addition to Daniels, there are several other variables, and I understand the Raiders didn't look particularly good. We make this mistake all the time where we'll see a team have a sample of it. I'm guilty of this like anybody else. We'll see them on natty television. We'll see the game uninterrupted and go, they stink. They're awful. And they looked terrible last night. They certainly did. Then you add in all the different disadvantages they have coming across the country, and there's this assumption, yeah, we'll just beat the brakes off them. Doesn't work that way. I mean, you don't know. I mean, those matchups, those individual plays, as you mentioned, Max Crosby is a terror, didn't register a bunch of sacks last night. Doesn't mean he can't. Doesn't mean he can't bother Marcus Mariota or whoever the hell is back there taking snaps for Washington in this coming game. So, yeah, I mean, we're already sort of doing this dance again with Noah Brown. The receiver depth is going to be put on display or lack thereof at this point. This should be the time where your third round pick from last year is now ready to step in, see Luke McCaffrey. You're hoping that Jalen Lane is something, but I don't think either are ready to step into that number two role just yet. And so maybe it is Chris Moore, as you said.
Yeah, it goes without saying, though. You've already got some issues at wide receiver. And if there is no Bates for this game with Max Crosby against Josh Connerly a bunch, I'm going to worry a little bit about pass pro as well. Now, in the grand scheme of things, I'm picking Washington this week. I'll tell you right now. I don't have to wait till Friday with some suspense. I think they bounce back, and I just like the idea of the Raiders with so little rest having to travel. But it's not going to be an easy game by any means. And if they are super banged up and Mariota's throwing to Chris Moore at wide receiver, Jalen Lane because Noah Brown's not out there, whatever, now you're down to the second group in several positions. And maybe you don't make another change at right tackle because you want as much continuity as possible. But go back and listen to Jay Gruden yesterday when we're done today, you know, wherever you get your audio. I mean, it's pretty clear to me. He, a former head coach who had to start and then bench players occasionally, said,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV. The Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan. But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
He just can't trust right now the young tackle against Crosby. Let's go to Shane, who's in Virginia, on Grant and Danny. What's up, Shane? How are you?
Commander, how y'all doing, Grant?
Buddy.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, look, I think the Raiders are – look, Geno Smith is not going to have two bad games like that like he did last night. It's just not going to happen. He's a professional. But here's the thing. Even if Daniels does play, our secondary is absolutely trash. Like, Jordan Love was out there looking like NASA dropping ball. I mean, it was insane. Like, I mean, why the tight end position? Our linebackers couldn't cover. The tight end killed us. And it's a good thing Brock ain't playing, or they eat us up too. But I'm worried about the defense right now because we played a good team and they exposed that defense for what it is. No pass rush and the secondary's wide open all day long. I don't care if they're sitting in the zone or what, they're open. But I think it's going to be a close game. I mean, it sucks that Daniels is out, but you know we got to protect him, right? He's our future. They got to cut back on the running game. This got man's future. He can beat you from the pocket. So let him do that. Let him beat you from the pocket. Quit running him or he won't be here long, that's for sure.
Well, let's be clear about a couple things, though. So, number one, I think Bowers is going to play. He played last night. There's no reason to believe he wouldn't play, number one. Number two, we don't know definitively that Daniels won't play. That's just the assumption. But you say quit running him. They had zero design runs against the Packers. Zero. He ran seven times. That tells you that on seven plays, he chose to run. So when you say quit running him, is there some design runs in this offense? Yes. But last year, he led the NFL with 600 yards as a scrambler. Those are not designed runs. Those are designed passes. They're saying, Jaden, make plays from the pocket. And either they're not there and he's making them right and saving the day, or he's pulling it down because he sees some real estate, or maybe something breaks down and the pass rush doesn't hold up. Certainly not meaning that he's doing anything wrong. Most of the time, he's doing something very right. But I think it's misguided to sit here and act like they're putting him in harm's way a ton by forcing him to run when he's the number one scrambling quarterback in the league. And all seven of his attempts against the Packers were not designed, called runs by Cliff Kingsbury. So that's something that I think has to be put out there. Now, I am of the belief, and I'm still workshopping this. I'm trying to run this by some coaches around the league and things this week to really formulate a smarter opinion. I try to, you know, tap into the minds of the people that call plays and do things
yeah, sure.
like that. But my working theory is that a designed run is a safer way to have him run than scrambles, which is not to say he should ever stop scrambling completely, but I think what Mina Kimes was getting at yesterday, where he got more contact, got hit more often, both in the pocket as a passer and tackled as a runner, than any other quarterback in the league, that through 2 weeks he's already been contacted, I think it's 30 times or something, which is far and away the most in the NFL. That is not ideal for a guy that we talked about before the draft is one of the more slender, tall quarterbacks in the history of the draft. His height, his weight, there's not really a track record of guys holding up with that kind of frame. So you don't want him leading the NFL the number of times he's being contacted.
Yeah, you
that
wouldn't
just
want
seems
that
intuitive.
If he was built like Ben Roethlisberger. We're all products of our environment and our experiences, right? So pre-Griffin, forget about that for a second. I grew up in the Joe Gibbs era. it was the most important thing to him. We cannot let our quarterback be hit. He invented a position to try to prevent Lawrence Taylor from hitting the quarterback. They would max protect and sometimes send one or two guys out on a route and on any given play just to make sure that that guy didn't get knocked down, knowing how important that was, how critical it was. And that was at a different time when there was no flag for touching the guy's head or hitting the guy low or hitting the guy in the middle or hitting him too hard and kind of landing on him. None of that stuff to protect him. Guys would, you know, collecting bounties here, there, and everywhere. So that's kind of the school I come from. Is some of those hits are inevitable because you're sort of having this trade-off. If you want to blitz a guy, you're leaving one more area, one more person potentially that's going to break free for a massive play. You want to do that, that's fine, but you may end up hitting me, but I'm going to hit you for a big play. It's a push and pull.
Also, on the design runs, my assumption is always that Cliff called them. There were two quarterback draws, both of which were effective, by the way, against the Giants that Jaden checked to at the line of scrimmage. So those can even be his own decision. Now, again, those are good football plays that help them. But my point is, even when it comes to the design runs, if we're doing this, you know, Kyle Shanahan versus Robert Griffin, you know, Cliff Kingsbury versus Jaden Daniels, like, are they helping him protect himself? Are they keeping him from taking hits? Are they, to use the parlance of the caller, even those design runs aren't always necessarily called into the headset.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just hard to know exactly who's at fault or how much blame to put on the staff.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.